This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Speaking to Bob Goff right now, New York Times best-selling author of the book Love Does. He pioneered Restore International, which is now called Love Does. He serves as the consul to the Republic of Uganda, works in a law firm. He is the adjunct professor at Point Loma University, and he sneezes rainbows. Man, you are the busiest man I might know.
Hey, Duncan, great talking to you. This is fun. We're on the line together.
Oh, I'm excited to talk with you, Bob. Hey, Bob, can you tell me a little bit of background in the book Love Does? What's it about?
Yeah, it's just a series of stories, Matthew 13. It says that Jesus never spoke to anybody without telling him a story. I think I like that part the best because facts and statistics and all that we listen to, but if you're like me, they just ricochet right off my back. And stories, though, have the ability to for us to intersect them with all of our background experience, even though it's different one to another. A good story allows us to have a peek just around the bend at what might be happening for us. So that's how I told Love Does. Just a bunch of stories, short stories that of things that are going on that help me understand in a very simple way what the Gospels Jesus talked about were. And I think that's the adventure that I'm on, that the gospel would be made more simple, but not more easy.
Bob, I think you have some of the most incredible stories I've ever heard. Your background is in law. Somewhere between law and finding your way to Uganda, defending the rights of children from witch doctors? I mean, am I getting part of this story right?
Yeah, isn't that crazy how for each of us, our life kind of leads us one place or another. So we started trying cases for young people that were in jails that had never stepped foot in court. And we tried many, many of those. And then we found out in the process about this horrible practice of child sacrifice and took Uganda's first case against a witch doctor to trial and got a conviction. And some of those things, and not only does God love justice, but he also loves people that we don't understand, and he wants us to love the people we don't understand. He talked about hating, loving your enemies in Matthew 5, but I think he meant they're just people you don't understand, and these would be a group of people that I don't understand, these witch doctors. Since the trial, we have started a witch doctor school. Isn't this crazy? Because I've gone around meeting with witch doctors, 900 of them so far,
yeah.
And the one common thing I found, they don't know how to read or write.
Yeah.
So at this school, we teach them how to read and write. The only books we have at the school to teach them are the Bible and Love Does.
Oh. And I hear that people like witch doctors are coming to know Jesus because of this school.
It's crazy what Jesus does. I don't think we lead people to Jesus. I think Jesus leads people to Jesus. And so it's been really fun to see things happening in their life that only Jesus could explain to them, because I wouldn't be smart enough.
Oh, man, that's absolutely incredible. There's one story that stood out to me that you told at one of the conferences about a little boy that had been, how do I put this nicely, mutilated by a particular witch doctor. And you brought in a surgeon to help kind of restore him. It's one of the most powerful and hilarious and crazy stories all at once. How did that go down?
Isn't that nuts? Yeah, the part of this child sacrifice, sometimes it's body parts that they'll take as part of the sacrifice. And they took these body parts from a little boy. And a doctor over here heard the story and called me up and said he'd fix them. And so we flew the kid back here. I became his legal guardian, flew him here to the U.S. And the doctor made all new body parts for the ones that had been taken by the witch doctors, which is still mind-blowing. The crazy part, and there's a story in the book about taking each of my kids on a 10-year-old adventure. Well, this one turned 10, and every one of my kids, when they turn 10, get to go on an adventure. And I asked him where he wanted to go, and he said he wanted to climb Kilimanjaro.
Wow.
So we did. It was crazy. And we just started hiking. And the crazy part about this hike, people ask me what the views were like, and really all I did was look at the guide's feet.
Yeah.
And wherever his feet went, my feet went. And I would say that would be another simple explanation for what it means to follow Jesus. Just follow love's lead. and for your listeners. Like, just go wherever Jesus leads, just follow. And the crazy part on Kilimanjaro, I kept tripping. And when I did, I would just bump into the guide.
Yeah.
And he wasn't sore. He just knew I was following closely. And I felt like, wow, that's it right there. Just follow Jesus closely. You're going to trip a couple times and you'll just bump into him again.
Oh, I love that, man. It reminds me of that passage in Ecclesiastes, who can make straight the paths the Lord has made crooked? Is that,
oh, good call. Yeah, very good word.
Sometimes we're on a roundabout journey and we're hoping we're walking in the straight line, but God's got us on the scenic route to teach us a few things.
Well, one of the things that sometimes we do is this is a adventure that Jesus wants to take us on, and we don't want to turn it into a business trip.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true.
So we don't get to know all the things that are going to happen. And when I'm leaving for Somalia tomorrow, and I don't know how that'll go. I'm predicting not well. But it's always, but don't you want to fail trying rather than fail watching?
Oh, amen.
That's such a guiding principle for me. Just don't. That was Jesus to his friends. Don't pack a lunch. Don't take your staff with you. I don't think he was talking about butlers and pilots and all that. You just don't need all that stuff, because this is an adventure we're going to do together. And then I'm going to follow love's lead. I just trust that Jesus will take us where he wants to. It's not that we don't have a plan. That's the plan. Follow Jesus.
Oh, I love it. One of the things, and you just mentioned it before, is that you do. So my wife and I sat down and we said, when our kids turn 10, and this was your initiative, we're going to take them on an adventure, and they can basically name a place in the world, and we're going to go on an adventure there for a week. Is that, did I get it right? Is that?
Oh, you totally did. And the crazy part is, you know, you're going to be a grandfather someday.
Yeah.
And you're going to watch your kids take their kids on a 10-year-old adventure. And their kids, your grandkids will be wondering, why do we do this? And you'll hear your kids say, it's just what we do. And it's not a rite of passage. It's just what we want to do is do this stuff together. Emmanuel, God with us. Us with each other. And so for your listeners, for me, I just keep reminding myself about being with each other. Because if we don't, there's a lot of people I've met that just don't want to be with anybody. And I keep thinking to myself, they're going to hate heaven. And be with everybody forever. So I figure we're just practicing now.
And do you want to tell us a little bit more about the charity Love Does and what you're working with there?
Yeah, it's just we have almost 1,000 children now in all these different schools, and it's something, it's not anything other than give kids a great education. So nothing new about that. And but I'm not looking for applause. I always figure if somebody wants applause, they join the circus. What I want to do is make a difference and actually give people stuff they need. And I'm, again, not smart enough to figure everything out, but you can't be far off if you give a kid a good education. So we have 500 kids in Uganda. We probably have another 100 in university that have graduated. 3 are in law school now. It's so fun to watch. I'm having a blast.
That is amazing. Now, one of the things that I read, I think it was in the book, and you talked about it too last time I heard you, was these giant balloons that you put together for a parade. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, a lawyer, like me, was trying to set up Jesus, as they always do. And he said, what's the big commandment? And he said, love God with all your heart and mind and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so 20 years ago, we started throwing a parade for all of our neighbors, because we don't think this idea of loving our neighbor is a metaphor for something else. And so we picked one of the little old ladies on the block to be the queen, and somebody else as a grand marshal, and we put up thousands of helium balloons. I mean, I'm the reason there's a shortage. And and we just have a parade. It's so fun. Everybody ends. Our block is only 8 houses long, and they end in our front yard. And sometimes we'll get the ice cream truck and just tell the guy to just give ice cream out to whoever wants it. And kids will be walking away with 10 snow cones. It's so fun. So that's the idea. And for each of us, I just keep thinking, what's something that we could each do? And nobody needs to throw a parade, but what if you find another way to engage the person to your left, the person to your right, the person that's across the street, and whatever that is. And again, just by loving people, We don't need to call it ministry anymore. Just call it Tuesday. Love's already got a name. But instead of like trying to call it something, because if I'm reading the scripture right, if we make a big deal about it, then we don't get to talk to Jesus about it later. Like we do something swell. We don't need to make a hoodie every time. Just make great deal of Jesus, and then all the rest will just shake out, because we want the applause at the end of the day of one person, and it won't be because we got the best actor award, I hope. It'll be because it's like good and faithful servant. And so that's who I want to be, and I know that's what you and that your listeners do too.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much, Bob, for taking the time to talk to us today. Bob's book, Love Does, is available just about everywhere, with the proceeds from that going to the charity Love Does.